This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, Gwen and Chris, rolling into hour number 2 on a Tuesday. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. We have a fantabulous game show coming up at the bottom of the hour. It'll be a doozy, guys. I can tell you that. Get ready for it. It's coming up in a little bit. We have our Daily Gambit here shortly. And I will say, and it pains me to say this, Tony Gwynn Jr., but he's got his glasses on that are playing music over there. I can hear the music from here. Turn your glasses down.
I wasn't trying to turn them on in the first place.
Your friend, Mr. Scraby, perfect 7-0 against the spread last night on our picks. So
even the sun shines.
The old blind, yeah, or the blind squirrel, yeah. What'd you say? The sun shines where?
On the dogs, you know what?
Yeah. I think that's a Gwynn Sr. saying, isn't it?
Is that a Gwynn Sr. one? So we'll have our Daily Gambit here. The big news, and it's pretty big today, John Harbaugh. Fired out as coach of the Baltimore Ravens.
Tough world.
And yeah, it is.
But after you kind of explain it, maybe not so tough. 13 years.
13 years hasn't been to the Super Bowl.
I guess the Super Bowl win can't last forever.
Forever, right. So Harbaugh's out.
Now check Mike Tomlin's Super Bowl. Last one.
Yeah, it's even longer.
Well, that's why I said it. If the guy makes the field goal, then Ravens win. And the story today could have been Tomlin is out. And
It would literally be the exact same story, the aftermath of what teams are. It'd be the same exact thing.
Someone put up a post on Twitter of the last 4 seasons and how they ended for the Ravens, and they've all been
terrible.
The last play of the game.
Mark Andrews dropped the ball.
And then this one, I don't remember, but I guess the guy was short. Against the Chiefs and probably the AFC Championship.
Did Flowers get it punched out, too?
He did.
Flowers got punched out on the one-yard line. And then something happened with the Bengals, and I guess they got stopped at the goal line or something.
They did.
Like that.
In that playoff, I remember that game. They drove right down there. Anyway, Harbaugh's out. Everybody's already interested. There are 7 teams that do need a head coach in the NFL, including now
The Ravens, the latest.
Teams, and teams that don't need a head coach, apparently. Right.
There are probably some teams that don't need one that are going to be interested as well. The Lions have fired their offensive coordinator after just one season. His name still is John Morton, but I don't know that he made much of a mark coming in to replace Ben Johnson. It did not go well
high
for
bar.
The
Very high
Lions.
Bar.
Does it seem like Ben Johnson may have been the brains of that operation?
Well,
of the offense.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the team.
Oh, Scraby's saying that him leaving is why the Lions did poorly this year.
I mean, look at his team and look at that
We
team.
Said injuries yesterday. Now we're saying Ben Johnson.
I wasn't a part of the injury conversation.
We're going to see what Ben Johnson does starting this weekend. And I'm not putting it past him, but the Bears, to me, were similar to the Broncos. A lot of really close games, and they were able to win them. So that is good coaching, but a lot of times there's some a little luck involved in that, I think. Cliff Kingsbury's out in Washington.
There you go.
Real
Man,
quick.
Talk about one year.
Last year, he had the best player in football on his team.
Yes.
And all he did was go to the championship game.
Right.
This year, they took the best player off the team, and now he gets fired.
It's his fault.
These teams make no sense.
Maybe they know he's going to go elsewhere in there.
Oh, this is a preemptive
strike. You're
yeah,
saying?
So they can just hire someone before everybody gets
this
taken.
Is why these teams don't win. This
exactly
is, this
right.
Is why they
That's
don't
just
win.
To me I'm that sorry. Is stupidity to fire Kingsbury. If you as soon as Jalen Daniels gets back in there, Jaden Daniels, you're going to be good. Simple. Dallas did make the right call, I think, and so does Tony's Cowboy friends. Matt Eberflus shown the door after a terrible year as defense coordinator
Shout
of the
out
Cowboys.
To my man, Matt Perez. He was.
I like that because he comes out and goes, I heard Ella was critical of Eberflus, and you're like, yes. And he's like, good.
Yes.
All right. So, all right, Scraby, let's go Gambit, and you can sing your own praises over there.
Champ is here.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. And insult to injury, they're playing the final game of John Harbaugh's Raven career on NFL Network right now. So they were quick on that one, replaying the game. It probably was
It was also
scheduled.
A pretty good game, too, to replay.
It was. It was crazy. It was crazy. All right, let's get to our bets from yesterday, and we're going to start with Golden State and the Clippers. Golden State -2.5. We all went Clippers. Clippers win 103-102, so we win that
now
one.
We have a little bit later in the show. We have Snoop Dogg on the call, play-by-player, color commentary. When Steve Kerr got ejected from the game, and it's hilarious. There is no doubt, if you hear this, why Snoop Dogg is everybody's favorite neighbor and guest.
I'm starting to feel like he's oversaturated.
No, he's not, Scrape.
Of course you do, Scrape.
He's not. He's
Get
too
ready.
Funny.
Get ready, buddy, because the Olympics is right around
oh,
the corner.
Oh, and I'll watch, and I just think sometimes it's like, I didn't need Snoop right there.
I needed him last night. It's a whole lot
last
better
night
than
was
the announcer.
Pretty funny.
It's a whole lot better than the announcer going, "Oh, Steve Kerr just got ejected."
Yeah, you're right because Steve Kerr lost his mind.
We'll play that for you a little later.
All right, OKC -15.5 at Charlotte.
What
you guys
happened
went OKC.
Here?
Hornets win 124-97.
Hornets
beat the Hornets won
yes.
by 36.
Somebody didn't play.
Yeah, they all played. The Thunder's gone 6-6 in the last 12 games, and nobody can figure it out. After they were unbeatable,
and I win that bet.
You pick. You see, that's how this that irritates me. That's why you get beaten, Fantabulous. You just pick. There's no way you thought Charlotte was going to win.
I was playing the spread.
Whatever.
I was playing the spread. I didn't think they were going to win. Celtics. I don't remember the spread, but they won 115-101, and we all win. Knicks at Detroit. Who had more points, Cunningham or Brunson? By the way, the Pistons crushed the Knicks by like 30.
Another loss.
You guys went Brunson. I went Cunningham. Cunningham had 29. Brunson had 25.
Ugh.
KD, we'll talk about him, I believe, a little bit later. Over under 27.5 points in his game against the Suns. Chris and Tony went over. I went under.
He was just under.
1 point 26. Short. Yes.
Well, he had 23 until the final second and then won the game with a three-pointer.
Michigan State, which we are going to talk about, a very strange incident with Tom
that
Izzo.
That was weird.
Again.
And I cannot figure out what the guy said.
Again. Love Tom Izzo.
I know what Tom Izzo said.
Love Tom Izzo.
Tom Izzo was saying,
What the hell are you doing?
You could read it in his lips.
It definitely wasn't hell.
We'll talk about the Big Five, but at first I'm like, why is he screaming at someone in the stands? And then I found out it was a former player.
Yeah.
Very strange.
He felt very comfortable.
He felt very comfortable. Michigan State minus 12.5 against USC. Tony and I with Michigan State. Michigan State won big, 80-51.
Yeah, Musselman, come on, man.
Wild minus 1.5 at the Kings. Tony still can't get it right. Chris Kings and I won. Went Kings. Kings win 4-2.
You went wild.
Whatever you do on the Kings goes wrong. They do the opposite of what I want them to do. So
anyway, congrats to Scraby with a 7-0 day. Let's quickly run through a couple of these. Duke tonight, minus 1.5 at Louisville. I think anytime you can get Duke and only have to give 1.5, that's what I'll do. Even on the road. Tony? I'm sure Louisville's good. They usually are.
It pains me to do it, but I'll take Duke.
Gonna pain you. All right. Scrape?
I'll take Duke.
All Duke.
Because I know.
Michigan is still number two in the country. They're 1 point behind Arizona in all of the voting. Everybody who's seen
those
both teams.
Those are the
teams,
two most dominant teams.
But we've seen them both play the Aztecs.
Yeah.
Is it even really close in your mind? Michigan looks way better to me. What do you think, Tony? No?
I don't know. I haven't seen Michigan against a caliber team. I just think those are the two. There's a clear drop off to me
after them.
After those two.
Okay. They're 23.5 at Penn State. Tony.
Yeah, go ahead and book that.
Michigan?
Yes.
They beat everybody by 20. Scraby? Yeah,
they beat good teams by 20.
Yeah, they're really good.
We're all going Michigan there. Houston minus 7, Houston. Texas Tech. They're both ranked in the top 15. Scraby, you're up.
Houston minus 7.
Texas Tech.
I'm going to go with Houston.
Did you say Houston or Houston?
No, I pronounced it correctly.
Better say it right.
Houston.
Houston.
Yeah.
I'll say Texas Tech. Houston doesn't score enough points to win by more than 7.
I'm rooting against Texas Tech the rest of my life.
Oh.
Why?
Because they took our player.
I'm
holding it.
Pretty soon you're
going to
be rooting against every team in college football because they're going to take all of our players.
You know, Kirk Kenny texted me that he signed for like 1 point.
Yeah, I'm not mad
million.
At him.
No, you can't be mad. But the entire defensive line of Texas Tech is making $6 million, which is basically the Aztecs.
He's probably the cheapest one on that line.
He probably is. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Nevada minus 1.5 against the Techs.
Oh, give me the Techs, baby.
I want the Techs. Really, I do.
But you're not going to take
them? Of course I'm going to take them, Tony. I'm just not going to bet a lot on that.
I'm going to bet my usual amount, zero. I'm going to go Techs as well.
All Aztecs, but that's a tough one. 141.5 points for this game tonight. So 71-70 would get you.
I'm going over. This team could score.
You'd get to 6-7 at least.
Over. Tony, over.
Yes.
The Aztecs don't play the same defense they used to. I remember when the Aztecs never gave up 70 points in a game. Now it's almost every game. Wemby, 20.5 points at Memphis. Wemby's back for the Spurs.
Book it.
Sounds like an over. We're going really fast. Yeah. Tony, over?
Over.
Scrape. Anybody? We have no contrarians
under.
Today. There's a contrarian.
Contrarian.
And one last one. Luka, minus 11 points at Zion tonight.
Minus 11? He's
minus. Luka's minus 11 against Zion.
That's an easy
for points.
Is
Scraby,
Zion going to play?
Well, I wouldn't put him in there. If he's listed.
Zion playing, there's no way he's going to be minus 11.
How many pizza places are there in
well,
New Orleans?
Well, Luka's point total is 34.5. Zion's is 23.5. So there you go. Minus 11. Who do you like? Tony's going Zion.
I guess I'll go Zion, too, because he scores
we don't
when
have
he plays.
A we don't have a matchup for Zion. And our defense is already
they're bad.
Tax.
Kind of Swissy cheesy.
Swissy cheesy.
I'll take Luka because we need a couple of differences. That's our, what do we call this segment? The Daily Gambit.
There you go.
More coming up after traffic on Gwen and Chris.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
.320. Just vibing on this Tuesday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Scraby had such a Scraby comment in, as we went into break, talking about Snoop and him being on the broadcast. He goes, I just hate seeing people get too big.
Too successful.
It's not about success.
I just don't
need Snoop Dogg on every single thing I watch.
I don't think he's on everything.
No, he's on a lot, though.
He's on a lot.
He's
definitely on a lot, though.
But, and I could agree with you, except he delivers almost every time. The guy is funny.
What did you say in pertaining John Harbaugh? You were just reading us.
Oh, John Harbaugh. Yes, Adam Schefter has tweeted out in the first 45 minutes after John Harbaugh was fired this afternoon, his agent said he received calls from 7 NFL teams expressing interest in his client. There are currently 7 NFL head coaching openings, including Baltimore. So that means that a team with a coach
because they obviously
has
fired John. They're not going
to
be
unless the Ravens called
him
to try to get him back.
They're like, yeah. Wait, we made a mistake.
Is he available?
It could be the Miami Dolphins. I'm just saying.
I'm praying.
Just
pray.
Where are we going this segment?
Oh, we have a Snoop NBA. Dogg.
Snoopy. Yeah. Well, Snoopy.
That's what we talked about in the break.
Should we go Snoop first or we go KD first?
Snoop.
Okay. Snoop.
Right. So last night, Snoop was, I thought he was just doing sideline. Apparently, he was also doing some color along with Reggie Miller. Who was the other young announcer
No idea, because it's on Peacock, so
you,
I haven't seen
have it. Was it. It wasn't Kevin Harlan who was...
It wasn't Kevin Harlan.
Because he usually works with
Reggie.
Yeah, no,
it was a younger gentleman.
Whoever he was, he couldn't have been able to get a word in.
He
was Snoop and Reggie Miller.
I tell you what, he was a good traffic cop.
Okay.
Considering... Reggie was laughing most of the time anyway, but here is Snoop... as Steve Kerr got ejected last night's game.
This is
game.
Funny, people.
Oh, look at Steve Kerr. He's all the way out here.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up. Steve ready to fire
gone.
On him.
He's already gone. Woo-hoo.
Steve banging Englewood right now. Englewood. Get him, Steve. You and Englewood, Steve. The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at him.
All right. Anybody who does animal sound effects will make me laugh.
He was reminding him that he was in Englewood. It's where the game was being played.
Arizona Wildcat came out.
It was Englewood.
You better get him. And then the GP he was referring to was Gary Payton. Payton. Trying to
Gary
hold
Payton
him back.
Second, yeah.
He had to hold him back. Snoop was funny there.
Hey, he had another good call. I think he said Steph-tastic. Steph hit a circus shot there and one, and right on cue, he knocked that one, too.
Get him out of there!
You know, maybe I was a little misplaced with my Snoop hate. Maybe I don't
hate on
not
Snoop.
Just Snoop.
He's
about,
funny.
It's a lot of different people you hate on.
I have no issues with Snoop Dogg.
I know.
I think
that's,
he's funny.
That's how you know it's just you just being a hater. Because it's not like you dislike him. You just you know, want
to
be negative.
Trying to
about
remind
something.
The man he's in Englewood. You've got to be careful in Englewood.
You've got to be okay.
What are you going, rah,
rah? The other basketball thing that happened last night.
By the way, Steve Kerr was right. What he was arguing about
was
that they put a layup off the glass, and then it was blocked.
Right. It should
have
been
goaltending. That's an automatic basket. Yeah. They missed it, and so...
He lost his mind.
That's where he went crazy.
Steve is he got a little...
He's got a little...
Oh, gosh, who was it? Former manager for the Reds. David Bell. He got a little David Bell in him.
Right. He seems calm most of the time, but he can... Yeah.
Super educated, but then all of a sudden just a switch flip and
off the handle.
He's off the handle. Kevin Durant returned to was it in Phoenix? No, I think it was.
It was in Houston.
It was
in Houston.
But he's playing his old team. Last night, we went over this. He had I think he was supposed to get 27. He ended with 26. As Chris mentioned, the 26 came on a three with seconds remaining, as they were able to beat. The Suns. He had some comments, though.
I was surprised by this, and before we hear it, because I thought, just in general, that Kevin Durant probably orchestrated his way out of Phoenix the way he does everything.
Yeah.
But apparently, that's not what happened.
No, I think he was pretty vocal while it was happening that he wasn't wanting to leave Phoenix. Phoenix, in their defense, I think recognized that their team was built poorly. And the guy who had the most value was Kevin Durant. And I don't know that they were necessarily blaming the failures on him, but they figured, listen, we're going to have to reboot anyway. We better get as much as we can. That's not how KD took it.
Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? A place that I didn't want to leave, and my first time being to sound... I don't want to sound too dramatic, but I will. To be kicked out of a place, you know what I'm saying? And felt like that, you know, I've been scapegoated, you know what I'm saying, for the issues we had as a team last year. Yeah, it felt good to beat them and hit a game-winning shot. But that's all it is. It's not just for the moment, you know. It's something tomorrow I won't even think about, you know. So it was a fun game. Like I said, of course, yeah, I felt... You play with a little chip on your shoulder against your former team, especially when they trade you.
You know, when you hear him say it, he doesn't say it with any anger.
No.
When you
no...
read the quotes, though, it sounded like he was really, you
pissed
know, cracking
off, right.
down on him.
Yeah. You can hear it. You can hear it as he talks about it, right? I'm pretty sure he said our problems when I was in Phoenix. But I think it's natural for you to have that kind of chip onto your shoulder, especially if you didn't want to leave, as he said he didn't. But Suns go down to the Houston Rockets.
Can I ask a question that you guys are probably going to hate?
Sure.
Do you think this is the first time in his basketball life that someone has closed the door on him?
Probably.
It's that's the kind of feeling I got. Like, he's been through his entire basketball career, and people have done whatever they can to get him.
I think as an athlete, it's not all athletes get to that position where they get to dictate the terms, but he got there, right? And he's dictated it from Oakland to Golden State, from Golden State to Brooklyn. I don't think he would have left Brooklyn if everybody else didn't start leaving around him. And then he finally settled on Phoenix. And then, by all accounts, he at least by his account, he enjoyed it there. But it doesn't always work out. And that's kind of the issue when you are, you know, trying to hand pick things sometimes. You can't foresee exactly how it's going to unfold, you know. And unfortunately for him, outside of the Golden State decision, which when we look back on it has been his best decision, but he's probably been the most criticized for that.
He's been criticized. That's going to follow him, unfortunately.
For that position?
It's going to follow him. Yeah. There's no way. Kevin Durant, without question, I did this one day last year when you weren't in, but for some reason I got a crazy thing to do my top 15 NBA players, first team, second team, third team all time. I think Kevin Durant was on one of those. He has to be.
Easily.
He's that good. But I don't think people are going to ever look at him without thinking, yeah, but he orchestrated a lot of it, and that may not even be fair anymore.
Yeah. No, I think that's probably why you jumped to that, is because
it
has, whether it's been him painting the narrative or the media painting it, that he has kind of dictated where he's wanted to go. He's kind of, and listen, I think that when we look back on this generation of hoopers, that's how we'll kind of look at most of them. Steph Curry is an outlier in terms of staying in one place, not wanting to leave, and committing to that, good and bad, right? I think the last person we saw before that was Kobe. All the other really good players of this generation have all moved in a bunch of different places.
They're all looking to lock into the right spot.
And listen, that may be our fault, right? I think we've kind of backed off of it here in recent years. We had made such a big deal of championship rings that these guys came into the league thinking that that's what they had to get to. And so they did it by any means necessary. They went to whatever teams they could to try to make that happen. Not all of it has worked out to their best interest.
I will always, you know, forget that Kevin Durant does what he does, and he's 7'0".
Yeah, no kidding.
That is crazy.
He tries to deny he's 7 foot. He's probably one of the few basketball 7 footers that doesn't want to be a 7 footer.
He's 7 foot, and he's one of the best perimeter players you've ever seen.
Ever, yeah, for sure. All right, let's get to the break. On the other side. That's right, Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! Next.
You done with your personal phone call over there?
Are we back? Sorry. I told my wife I'd call her at the bottom of the hour break, and then I, you know, forgot until the very end of it. So thought I'd sneak it in before we came back.
Didn't quite sneak it in, though.
No. I didn't make it?
No, you didn't.
So how long were you on the show?
Oh, no,
well,
for a couple seconds.
Yeah, he didn't turn the mics on, the whole time, but we was on there for about
and should I say
15 seconds.
Chris hangs up the phone with his wife in a very endearing way.
Yes, he does.
It's always,
all right, honey.
Love you, boo-boo.
No, I don't say that. You're so wrong. Everything I say.
Oh, my gosh. Hasn't he said that, Tony?
Boo-boo?
I don't know about boo-boo.
I guarantee I've never said boo-boo. Never said boo-boo.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe I'm wrong. I will.
All right, let's get into some sports talk. Tony or Scraby, just one of them, brought up the fact, before I got on the phone, but the fact that the MLS teams are already reporting to camp to start the season, that is nuts.
That is nuts.
So
they just ended their season.
It seems like it, yeah. All right, I can't delay any longer. Time for traffic, and then today's Fantabulous Sports Game Show, the first of the year.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
Ooh, I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
I think most of you know how this works, but if you're new to it, Fantabulous Sports Game Show, it is Scraby versus Tony. Fair to say that Tony usually wins, but every now and again, Scraby finds his way to the victory winner's circle.
Every now and then.
We give a category here. The guys will exchange what they hope are correct answers. And first person to 10 today is going to win. There are 19 correct answers in this category. If you guess wrong, you get a strike. And three strikes, and you're out. Obviously, NFL. I had to go NFL today. Here we go. The category is touchdowns scored by active NFL players. There are 19 guys in
this
the
year?
National... No.
Overall.
All time.
All time. Okay.
So, we're looking for the 19 NFL players that are active that have scored over 70 touchdowns.
Oh, wow.
70 touchdowns is the cutoff. Now, I'm giving you both the same clue.
They have to have scored the
touchdowns. The 70 touchdowns, right? And they're 19 guys. Remember, they're active.
Yep.
Doesn't mean everything it always means.
He didn't want to tell it himself.
Well,
right
I'll
there.
Just say it. I mean, it doesn't mean they played this year.
Got you.
But they're active.
Got you.
So they are active players. Doesn't mean they were.
So they're looking for a team.
Or they were hurt or something along those lines this year and didn't play much.
Oh, man, I have questions about who was considered active.
Well, active is anybody on a roster last year.
Or last year.
Looking for a team this past season.
Okay.
You're active.
All right, that's fine.
Active.
That's fine.
Yes, like Travis Kelce's still active. I'll give you that, okay?
Like I was going to say Antonio Brown. That's not an
not
answer.
Active.
Okay. Not active.
Okay, good.
All right, so you're looking for active players in the NFL who have more than 70 touchdowns scored. And Scraby usually gets to decide whether he wants to go first. He doesn't have to.
Tony's going to go first.
Ooh, Tony will go first.
Is that right?
Yep.
Tony, give me somebody with more than 70 touchdowns, an active NFL player.
Davante Adams.
Where do you think he is on the list? Just he is on the list.
Four.
Do you think? He's second.
Wow.
Oh, 117 geez. Touchdowns for Davante Adams. Number two on the active list.
I may know number one.
Let's see.
Is it my guy Christian McCaffrey?
No.
Christian McCaffrey is not correct in that category, but he is on the list. He's fourth with 98.
Oh, that's a lot.
He's fourth. Tony.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce. Yeah, that was
Chris
kind of a... Kind of gave you that one. Travis is with 85. He's tied for seventh on the list. Again, you're looking for 70 or more touchdowns. I'm going to tell you right now, when we get down to the last five or six, I have a few little clues that I think I can give, and I will, you know, try to be fair to both parties. Unless you guys just race through this. But some of these are going to be pretty
and
tough,
I
think.
What's the number? Active?
70 or more.
Okay.
Active player touchdowns.
70 is so many.
It's a lot. There's
active,
19
though.
Guys.
Come on, dog.
I'm like, has that guy even played long enough?
No. Just think of somebody that
you have to play like 7 years.
Is a lot easier for me than this year.
Out of the 19
category.
Guys, I'd say at least 15 or 16 were on a fantasy roster this year.
For sure.
These are guys you know, most of them.
Easily.
All right, I'll go.
There's a couple that weren't, and that's why it might be tough.
I'm going to say it, and it's not going to be right.
All right.
No, I can't.
He's second guessing himself.
He's nervous, and it's 2-1. You're supposed to not get nervous until it's like 7-6.
I mean, this guy could touch. CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb?
He's only been playing like a couple of years.
That's what I'm saying.
Years.
I'm very.
Yes.
He's not even in the top 50.
I know. That's why you're like, he's on a fantasy roster.
No, wait a second. Well, all these guys are on fantasy rosters. Doesn't mean CeeDee Lamb. He's actually 37th on the list with 45 touchdowns.
It's getting closer.
You got a strike, Scraby. This is why he loses. All right, Tony, give me somebody with 70 or more.
How about the running back that needs a new coach? How about Derrick Henry?
Mm. Numero uno, 127 touchdowns for the King. 127, he's on top of the list. Tony leads 3-1. Scraby needs an active NFL player with more than 70 touchdowns scored.
Active player with
and
more than
he just
70.
Guessed CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, well, I was... telling
Who's
you, I wasn't sure about
right
it.
Right away is
down the list.
Catches touchdowns.
Scraby's already in trouble.
I got a good one.
I try to give you categories I think you'll be good at, Scrabe. You know football.
Yeah, this one is really throwing me for
this
a loop.
This one is like way easier
what is throwing
than
you for the
in-season
one. It's the 70. That is a ton of touchdowns.
Don't worry about this. You know, why am I helping you?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, don't help
him. Do you think?
You love to beat him.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, there you go. Fifth with 96. He's right there. Tyreek's fifth. Only scored one this year, but he's up there. 96.
I got an old head for you.
Okay.
That probably didn't get in much end zone this much, but he's been old reliable for a long time.
It is.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan has just snuck in.
How many did he have?
71.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, he had four this year.
He had four.
Four.
I wouldn't have guessed he had that many.
Tony leads 4-2. So you're looking for anybody better than Keenan Allen, basically. Because he's at the right on the cutoff, pretty much. These guys are all players that you've heard of. They all have made Pro Bowls. They're all good players, of course. They wouldn't score this many touchdowns.
This
Let me shut up.
Scraby needs one here.
They say,
Oh, no. I would like to be a fly on the wall of his brain right now as he talks himself in
might,
and out of
it
these
might
answers.
Be messy in there, though.
I'll tell you. Is that right? No, that guy, how long has he played for?
He was so mad. All right, Tyreek Hill. Yes, that was right. He's like, don't tell me he's wrong. He, like, challenged me on that one.
Still available is number 3 on the list. Number 6 and 7.
All right. I'm just going to guess someone who has to have scored a lot of touchdowns in their career. Saquon Barkley.
Saquon's Barkley.
If he doesn't have 70 touchdowns, what is this list?
Yeah, it's stupid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got 71. He's tied with Keenan Allen.
Oh, you barely crossed that line.
He's the last one on there, but he's on there. You made it, Scrabe. What? This list is stupid if Saquon Barkley's not on it.
I was about to rage.
4-3. Tony
Lynch. About to rage.
12 left.
I don't know how we could forget this dude.
Okay.
I think he just had his streak of 1,000-yard seasons broken. Mike Evans.
Mike Evans.
Dang it.
He's third with 108.
I was just about to say that.
There's three guys over 100.
I got
you guys
one
have
more
named
for
them
you,
all.
Dog.
You guys have named all three that are over 100. Derrick Henry, 127. Devontae, 117. Evans, 108. Tony leads 5-3.
It's probably
Scraby
not.
With one strike.
Probably not Cortland Sutton.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that
please
lost
don't
to a
say
game
that.
Earlier.
All right, what about a guy they consider a Hall of Famer?
Guy they could, well, you'd think he'd have 70 touchdowns. Who is he?
Mark Andrews?
Mark Andrews!
He's short.
He's a tight end, though.
I know, but short. He was getting like 10 a year for a while.
Yeah, not that long. He's got 57 touchdowns. Short. Strikeouts. Or two strikes for Scraby.
How about Mr. 99 himself? DeAndre Hopkins.
Didn't even think about that.
D-Hop.
Didn't even think about him.
I got to be honest. I would have never guessed this guy.
Really?
I wouldn't have either.
Crazy.
He's got 85 touchdowns.
Yeah,
so.
That's a good one.
A lot.
That's a really
catch
good
radius.
One.
6-3. This is usually these are competitive, but
not so much.
Well, Scraby is like messing with his own mind. I mean, when I start naming the answers, you're going to be like, "Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah." These
I
are not crazy people.
But like,
these
the,
are
the
really
problem
good
I'm
all
having,
pro type players.
What problem are
the
you?
The problem
having,
I'm having right now, since we have enough time to kill, because this game's about to be over. The problem I'm having is, has he played long enough to get 70 touchdowns?
You just
got to
think of classic fantasy football.
I am, score touchdowns.
I am aware. But the ones that are coming
missing.
To mind right now are LaDainian Tomlinson.
He's not active.
I'm aware. That's why it's a problem.
There's but you've been playing fantasy the last
I hate to do this,
8
but
years.
I, you're ahead 6-3. There's one guy on this list who scored 20 touchdowns this season alone. You think you might know who he is, but maybe you don't.
20 touchdowns
yeah,
this
you're like,
year.
You're making it too difficult on yourself.
I mean, I don't know how long he's played. I don't think he's played this. I can't even say him.
All right, don't say him.
What about this? 20 touchdowns. Who the heck scored 20 touchdowns this year?
20? What does that have to do with anything?
Well,
he
I
told
gave
me.
Him a hint that there's somebody on the list who scored 20 touchdowns.
I'm
trying to help
sorry.
Him. There's people in the car right now like, come on, Scraby. How do you not know this and consider yourself a fantasy football player?
Well, I'm thinking of all the fantasy football players, but they're not. I don't know that they played long enough. Like, Bijan Robinson has not played long enough.
He didn't have 20 touchdowns, so don't worry about him.
What about this guy? What about this guy?
Oh, goodness. Is the game going to be over? Or
I
you
think so.
Get one?
I think it might be over.
Come on. Go. Who is it? Who's your guess? Been enough time.
I don't want to say it because I don't
so
want the game
nervous.
To officially be over.
Hey, get as much time as you like. You're down 6-3. I think you need it. You're on the doorstep.
Can we get a position breakdown of who's
sure.
left?
Sure.
Okay.
Just for you.
Thank you.
There's one quarterback on the list. That might help you.
Oh, I didn't even think of any quarterbacks.
There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 running backs left.
Wow.
And I'm going to say a couple of wide receivers left.
All right, I'm going to take a stab at the quarterback.
This is probably the easiest one.
It's probably the easiest one. There's only one guy who scores touchdowns.
Well, there's two.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good point. That's a good point, there, sir.
Maybe yeah, but this was his worst.
That's a good point,
this was
there, sir.
Lamar's worst year. So I'm going to say Josh Allen.
Is that your official answer?
That's
after
my official
all this
answer.
Hemming and hawing?
Yes, of course.
He's got 81 touchdowns. Josh
That's
Allen
incredible.
Is correct.
That's incredible.
79 rushing and 2 receiving.
One of them against the 49ers.
All right. 6-4. Tony, back to you here. Now, you got all running the hints that he got, so you got the 20 touchdown guy out there. There's no more quarterbacks. Most of these guys are running backs, all except for I think there's one wide receiver left. Everyone else is a running back.
Running back, huh?
Everyone's a running back except for one wide receiver on this list. Tony's slowing down. Maybe you get back in this scrape.
I have a crazy name that I could guess.
How about Joe Mixon?
He's on there. 74.
Okay. When you think great running backs, you don't think Joe Mixon.
I'm not thinking great running backs.
The guy didn't even play this year.
I'm thinking running backs who consistently get in the end zone. He got in the end zone a lot. Just think, if he'd have played this year, he'd have probably been up in the 80s
This is
somewhere.
Why I think this game is fixed, because no one in their right mind ever guesses Joe Mixon.
Played 8 Joe seasons. And,
I'm a fantasy football player, sir.
All right, the 20 touchdown guy's still out there. Scrabby, he's a running back.
Yeah, I wish there's I could 14, think of him.
There's a 14 touchdown guy this year who's also a running back.
Is there any more wide receivers?
One more. One
is
more
there a guy receiver. Who didn't play this year but played last year who tried?
No, dog, you can't get that hit.
Because here's who I'm going to guess, and I don't care if the game's over. But this guy scored a lot of touchdowns. He was on a team last year.
Go ahead.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, don't guess him. I'm going to give you another one.
No.
That's so stupid that I can't even.
How
give
is that
you.
Stupid? You're like saying
he's
think
way
of
not
guys.
Active. He didn't play this year.
He hasn't
but you
touchdowns.
Said if he was on a roster last year, which he was.
But this he didn't year, score no okay. touchdowns last year. He
this
didn't score
year,
touchdowns
the season
in like
that just ended.
I bet you he.
This
I bet
season.
You, I bet you he hasn't had double-digit touchdowns in at least 5 years.
This season, Scraby. Season just concluded.
I'm aware of this, Chris.
Okay. I'm giving,
oh
you, an,
my
I'm giving
goodness.
You a second life.
I am just
that
going.
Was so bad.
It was bad. It was a good guess.
Terrible guess.
It was a really good guess.
Try Larry Zonka or somebody from the... Come on, Scraby. 20 touchdowns this year. One guy. He was in the end zone all season long.
If it's so easy, then Tony could guess it, too.
I'll guess it.
He may if it's his turn.
I'll guess it.
This guy scored every week, all year.
We're getting to the end here.
My goodness, Scrab.
I can't think of it.
You can't even think of anybody? You got a running back?
Okay, I'm just going to say it. My guy, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr
he hasn't played long enough.
Gibbs is no, he did not play.
Exactly,
long.
This guy's picking 3 year bets.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of. I can't. I'm going through each team.
They would have had to score like 20 touchdowns a season.
I'm aware.
This Jahmyr Gibbs has 49. He's actually higher than CeeDee Lamb, at least.
This game wasn't
another great guess.
How did you blow?
By the way,
CeeDee
Lamb has been
so
in the NFL
bad.
For a little bit, and he
I don't know how you
catches
blew
a bunch of touchdowns.
Not long
Tony,
enough.
How many of the other ones do you want to guess, or do you want me to list them?
Is Josh Jacobs on there?
Josh Jacobs, correct. 14 touchdowns this year.
Is Diggs?
I have Diggs on my list, but I
Diggs,
didn't know.
The only receiver left was 75. Correct.
I should have just guessed Diggs!
I don't know anybody else.
Well, you guys
anybody.
Both are overlooking Jonathan Taylor at 20 touchdowns
see, that's
this
the thing.
Year.
He's got more touchdowns.
But just think, he had 2 seasons where he led the league.
Now, I'm
going to
give you,
I thought about Jonathan Taylor, of course. I didn't think he played long enough.
The other 4, I think, really would have been tough. There's
give us
5,
your hints.
There's 5 left. One has 87, but he only had 1 this year.
Who's that?
His role disappeared. Of Alvin Kamara.
Oh,
he got hurt. Didn't
this
he
was tough. These last 4 are just too tough. Austin Eckler, 73. He got hurt in the second game this year.
Austin Eckler.
Yeah, 73. Kareem Hunt, 73. Aaron Jones, 73. James Conner. 72.
Oh, my God. I was going to say James Conner, too.
So you had a bunch of guesses.
But he misses
just,
a lot of time.
You just talked yourself out of guessing.
Because, yeah. Yeah. I got a little weirded out.
I'd say you got a lot weirded
out. I hate this game. Wasn't that easy of a category.
So, you know what? We're blaming the category chooser today.
when Christmas... Okay. Someone reminded me of this. But before the break, Tony, Chris was very upset with a Chris vs. the Fans question I asked about game-winning drives because he doesn't like game-winning drives.
I wasn't here for that, I don't think. So.
He's shaking his head no, but it's true.
No, it is true. I don't like game-winning drives. I don't like the stat because they change it.
And he was upset that he missed the question because...
No, I'm not... All right, we'll talk about this after the song plays itself out and Tony celebrates an easy victory over you, Scrabe. Fantabulous sports game show next Tuesday. We'll see how it turns out. Next, though, we got Chris versus the Fans. See if Scraby could get his questions right. 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.